see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are you doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's too late.
The Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on. Ladies and gentlemen, and we are awaiting for Art to call in any moment. I would, in the meantime, like to just continue to talk a little bit about what is called racism by the media. And I'm looking at a whole host of commentators and commentary who are talking about what Trump allegedly said in a meeting, a so-called bipartisan meeting, to deal with issues like DACA. And so on and so forth. And, you know, the whole setting of this is ridiculous to begin with, because as you know, and I know, that these issues are artificially made for us, for our minds to consume. The whole business of what is America? Is America a land meant to be a multicultural, so-called mosaic land where we tolerate and bring about all sorts of lifestyles, except those that are not kosher approved, like the Nazis or the nachos, as they call them, or the natives, or anybody else who's not politically protected in the bought and paid for corrupt media. No, in fact, just the opposite. Just the opposite is true. We've been lied to historically. We've been lied to all of our lives, and we have been lied to constantly, from the academic world to the media world to the show business world to, you name it, the church world most particularly, because they are supposed to be the guidepost, if you will, the lightkeepers of the children of Israel here in America and in the world. They're supposed to let them know who the enemy is, what the enemy is, as the early churches did. Those churches that were the two churches in the book of Revelation that stood out. And, you know, the other churches, Laodicea and Sardis and Pergamos and Ephesus and so forth, these were the corrupt churches, the five corrupt churches that weren't teaching what God had taught the apostles through Christ. And he taught them that the sons of Cain are the enemies of our people, but they are in the temple, and that temple has never been cleansed. They're ruling over us monetarily, economically, spiritually, in the churches, politically. And if we understood who they were and are today, then we'd understand what this whole game, if you will, is all about. Okay? It's not a game. It's a reality show. Pardon this expression, because of Trump. Now, it's not about Donald Trump either, because, again, I said right from the beginning, he fits the matrix. Everything is arranged. But it's also arranged from above. So we need to understand where we are in history. Go back to the book of Leviticus and read in chapter 26 and 7. The curses and the blessings. We are no longer receiving blessings. We haven't been receiving real blessings for many, many decades, folks. We have been receiving the curses. And my point, before I get to Art, and thank you, Paul, for the postscript. We'll do that. Is that if we look back in my lifetime, just five decades ago, I grew up in a world where we believed in the catechism, all right? We went to church. We went to school. And in public school, we had something called release time. And then the Supreme Court intervened. In the Shemp case, excuse me, and in subsequent cases, where it said you can't do that. You can't have any intermingling between public schools and religious activity, even though it was unlawful for the Supreme Court to rule that way. They did it anyway. The notorious Douglas Court, the Warren Court, and subsequent courts. But as a matter of fact, despite the fact that it was not lawful for the courts to do those things, they became precedents. And those precedents became precedents for legislative activity, not to reverse those rules, but in fact to do quite the contrary, to expand upon those. The idea of civil rights as opposed to individual rights. The King Revolution, Dr. King's real message, not a brotherhood and love and peace and all of that egalitarian mishmash, but of one, of revolution, taking to the streets to get what you want, burning down entire neighborhoods, and then the government would replenish them with fair housing and minimum housing and model cities programs. And all of that came from the cesspool of Washington. But where did it originate? It originated with the Cosa Nostra. It originated with the mafia based in the city of Jerusalem. And that city now is going to be the city that is the unified capital of this beast system worldwide, which is the new Babylon, the city of Babylon. No, it won't be in Washington. It will be in Jerusalem. That's the city of Babel, the city of confusion, city of destruction. So, folks, it all fits. Everything is tied together. Prophecy will be fulfilled no matter what I think, what you think, what anybody thinks. God is in control. But let's identify the enemy. Let's learn who the enemies are of our people. But first, we have to know who our people are. We have to know who we are as a people. So all this mishmash, all of this reaction to the dialectic that's been thrust upon America again this past week with this Trump nonsense and the language that he used, again, is nothing more than a distraction from the real racism, the real racists, and who controls America. And yes, it is a fact that racial supremacy rules America, but it is not the white race, far be it from the white European, Anglo-Saxon, Scandinavian, Germanic people, nor is it the black race, nor is it any other race, but one, and that is the race of supremacy, the race of people like Professor Ignatius, who said the white race should be abolished, should be destroyed. He, of course, is a Kenite. So, folks, let us know a little bit about America, a little bit about why we are at that end stage, end game now. In a secular sense, yes, it is the Roman Empire crumbling from within. Meanwhile, sports are more plentiful than ever, despite all of the protests to the contrary. The arenas are packed nightly. And it's just a matter of time before they take the Christians and put them in the arena and slaughter them for sport. Because our people have been lied to, most of all from the pulpits. All right. I just had to say that. I'm sorry I've indulged you a little too long. Time to bring up Art from Philadelphia once again. Hello, Art.
Hello, Rick. Good to hear from you.
Thank you. It's good to hear from you. Yes. Have you been listening to Paul?
Yes. And basically, I think he's talking about the media suppressing his voice. And the thing I like is he's asking how to deal with it. And he's saying, let's find media that we can bypass the Bolshevik Cosa Nostra media that controls mainstream communications. And I think that's the solution. If you think that you're going to, you know, you're talking to a gangster and say, hey, stop being a gangster, you think that's going to work? No way. As far as I see it, there's only very few ways to deal with a gangster. You can lock them up, you can do them in, or you can ship them out. If you know a fourth way to deal with a gangster other than that, let me know, because I can't see a fourth option.
Well, that's true. And, you know, there are many ways to skin a cat, as you know. And right. One way of dealing with them, I think the only effective way of dealing with them is their own way, and that's to use the pocketbook. The pocketbook is the only way to boycott them and to take business away from them. Now, I'm hearing even today, I heard of a lot of people who are quitting Comcast, who are, you know, leaving cable television, who are, you know, unfortunately, in one way, it doesn't help us locally. But still, the message is clear, and still the impact is a greater good. And that is they're quitting. And these cable companies now will be reaping, all these telecommunications companies, because of the Bush tax increases on everyone else, they will, in effect, be getting a windfall, okay? Now, we can argue about corporate taxes or not, blah, blah, blah. Fact of the matter is that they are already, in some instances, responding with some cuts in some of the rate increases they've been asking for, these utility companies, like the electric company, for instance, all right, locally. Now, however, the important thing that needs to be stressed is, why are we not boycotting many of these companies? Well, we have a choice. Well, we have a choice not to have any communications company that is a multinational, major player in the marketplace. Boycotting CNN news sponsors, all of these news sponsors, I don't care who they are, MSNBC, CNBC. The only thing, as you have said, Scott, as you have said, Art, that has mattered in the past has been hit him in the pocket.
Right. And that's a good way to do it. An example, look at Amazon, okay? They play this game to the upper limit. They're ready. They're basically right on the edge of a financial disaster, okay? Amazon's, as an example, the price of earnings ratio, Amazon, it'll take 400 years of earnings of Amazon to equal the value of a share. 400 years, okay? What's typical, what they call the price of earnings ratio, is 20 years. So they are so far out of bounds that, you know, it doesn't take much to tip them over because they push it way too, it's just their nature that what they do, they push it too far. And all you have to do is just basically a slight economic distortion and you push them over the edge. So people don't realize that. And it's a lot easier to do that to them than you could ever imagine. Because once they go over that edge, then the repercussions is everybody loses confidence in them, like Venezuela, you know, with their Simon Bolivar currency, and they come down like a house of cards. So it isn't as hard as you think to take these guys out by hitting them in the pocketbook. It's a lot easier than people could ever imagine.
I fully agree with that. Yes, indeed. And there are many ways of doing it. States, you know, it just continues to envelop and it spreads like a ripple effect. I've been doing that myself for years and years and years, long before these local stations and local broadcast commentators that patronize your own local grown businesses that we have in our community, you know, restaurants and so forth and so on. You know, long before that, I was telling them, buy local. If you're going to give gifts and so forth, do it that way. But no, I mean, now they've gotten on the bandwagon. So it's something that should have been done right from the beginning.
Right, right. And that's one of the things you hear them talk about is, even in Congress, we cannot allow boycott BDS, boycott, divestiture, and sanctions. They're absolutely afraid of that because of the way they conduct business. And they're so afraid of it that they have to have Congress create laws to make it hard for people to do BDS. Now I was going to get back to something you said from last week, which was about the Pennsylvania State Police. What are they going to do about the situation of taking away people's guns and their gun rights if they require usage of medical marijuana? So that's an interesting question. I'll give you some background. First of all, in Pennsylvania, southeastern Pennsylvania, Montgomery County and Bucks County, along with Philadelphia, obviously, are some of the most corrupt governments in the entire state. And their power base goes right to Netanyahu and those Zionists over there in Israel. Now, in the past, I talked to Pennsylvania State Senator Joe Conte. This is back in the 90s. And I said, you're the head of the Senate State Police. What are you doing about Robert Asher, a convicted felon who runs the Pennsylvania Republican Party as their national committee man? And he's there right now, too, as a matter of fact. You can look it up on Pennsylvania Republican Party. All right, this convicted felon was a guy who was convicted by the FBI because of his ties to organized crime. In the Bud Dreyer case, when Bud Dreyer blew his brains out on TV, why is he running the Republican Party of the state? Okay? So Joe Conte, I said that to him, and he says, Asher's a man of honor. I won't touch him. He's the fifth most powerful person in the Republican Party nationwide. Okay? This is the guy, state senator, head of the Pennsylvania State Police. That was an interesting reaction. And you ought to know, because his father, Joe Conte Sr., was a co-mob boss with Herbie Barnes out of Bucks County. And those two were sharing the power between the Cosa Nostra and La Cosa Nostra in southeastern Pennsylvania back at, you know, in the generation before him. So now look at what's happened. I approached Pennsylvania Attorney General Josh Shapiro when he was just a Pennsylvania state representative out of Abington, a Jewish mafia-controlled community government. And I said to him, what are you doing about these hate laws? No place for hate laws. I says, you know they're a front for organized crime. I fully support the hate laws. Okay? Now this yo-yo is now the head of the, he's the Pennsylvania Attorney General for the state in processing organized crime and oversees the Pennsylvania State Police. Okay? The other thing he said, if I become Attorney General, I'm going to make sure that anybody who has state contracts with the state of Pennsylvania, that they support diversity and that they allow subcontractors outside of this country, in particular Israel and their puppets, to basically get all the subcontracts with the primes. And if they don't, I'm going to basically prosecute them and take their contracts away from them. All right? So you tell me what the Pennsylvania State Police is going to do. No one knows facts. That's a very good question. What they should be doing is taking up Josh Shapiro, locking him up for the rest of his life for RICO. But we'll see what the state police does. You know, are they going to go after people's gun rights? Or are they going to go after a guy who's the head of the, who's the attorney general for the state, who's nothing but a front for La Cosa Nostra? Okay. That's going to be interesting.
I understand that. We have the same process of corruption in different ways, many ways, in every state of this country, this occupied nation of ours. The state police now are actually participating in a major, major fraud with regard to these joint task forces fighting terrorism, which comes directly from the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, okay? It comes from the intel community. And we've had fake attacks, we've had false flag attacks, we've had fake convictions in a courtroom, which we have no real insight into because the courtrooms do not allow any on-site camera or television broadcasting from them in the federal court, okay, out of Boston, for instance. And so we, the average Joe out there, unless we are savvy enough to know this process of corruption that extends from the Department of Human Services or, Homeland Security, rather, right through our state and local police departments is very subtle in many ways. We don't know how that works, then we'll believe every single fake attack, every psyop that comes down the pike until we surrender all of our liberties. This is what they would love to do. And they're doing it through fear and manipulation. So these fake attacks like the Las Vegas shoot and all of the FBI cover-ups that now are being peddled to us, these backpedaling exercises, because they know they've been caught with their pants down. So the thing is, the average person is much too concerned with living his life or her life in a jovial manner, having fun. And meanwhile, there are a few of us here who are spotlighting, who are bringing it to the attention of the many. So, you hope for prosecution. You hope the state police will do that. But then, who is above the state police? And who controls them through DOJ and so forth?
Right. Now, you mentioned Department of Justice. You mentioned the Shemp case. Who took over the Department of Justice through the Senate state, through the U.S. Senate Committee on Justice or Judicial Committee? It was none other than Specter, okay, after the JFK assassination. What did he give us? He gave us basically pornography. He gave us abortion laws. He gave us Violence Against Women's Act, which is used to destroy non-custodial parents, mostly men, to destroy their parental relationships in a divorce situation. And then you wonder why these guys go berserk, after they get split up, after they get run through the mill in the courts, and some of them are not that emotionally stable, and they go berserk, okay? But they're not dealing with that problem, okay, because they created the problem. That's the intention. That's exactly what they want to do. They want to destroy the family. Destroy our country. Take the prayer away.
You're right. You're right. Abolition of the family is one of the planks of Marxism, communism. That is essential. Now, you do it by destroying private property as well. Private property and the family go hand in glove.
Right.
All right, I think we have a break coming up right now. Do we have a break? I can barely hear the music, but I think we do. So let's see if we take that break, and we'll come right back.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking with Art. Philly, you can join us if you have a question for Art or for me or for us or for the audience. You have a statement to make that's relevant here, then go right ahead at 800-313-9443. And we're talking about a host of things, but fighting back is the key here. You know, Paul mentioned what we've been talking about many, many months and for several years. The assault on freedom of speech is a major assault on all of us in the so-called alternative media venues, as you know, Google, YouTube, which of course is the same company, a host of others that have supposedly crossed a line. Facebook in particular now with spying, the FISA Renewal Act, NSA. You know, let's be honest about it. The person out there who is not savvy enough will not understand this, but the fact of the matter is that Intel and the media are one. And I don't just mean the so-called news media, the so-called television stations, the broadcast entities. We're talking about the stream. We're talking about all of them on the internet. And that means all of these media giants, including and especially Jeff Bezos and Amazon, CIA. In my view, I'm sorry, but they're all one. They're all run by the same family. You know, you can talk about the Illuminati, you can talk about the House of Rothschild, all of that is fine and dandy. The fact of the matter is, it is prophetic, and it is coming to a point where it's going to be extremely important for this whole global collapse that will come, this global takedown, and then a whole new social and economic particularly economic war. So, I mean, isn't that the case? Aren't we talking about so-called intel community, if you will, and the
right.
media and all other venues?
The best way to understand that is look at the deathbed confession of E.J. Hunt, where he drew the diagram. Mm. And he yeah. shows LBJ to Kordmeier. What was Kordmeier's, how did he do so well inside the CIA? He worked with Operation Mockingbird. Who did he work with? None other than Walter Annenberg, whose father, Moses, was right there at Atlantic City when they set up the National Crime Syndicate with Lansky, Luciano, and Capone. Okay? That's how
yes.
you can see it. Okay? That's the one part of that diagram E.J. Hunt's not showing. It doesn't show Operation Mockingbird, and it doesn't show Walter Annenberg as the other side of that JFK assassination.
Exactly.
You take it, right. And if you take it up one step further, who was Walter Annenberg's, one of his best friends? U.S. Senator Richard Schweiker, who basically sent Sprague and Specter to the Warren Commission. U.S. Senator Richard Schweiker, whose wife, Claire mm-hmm. Schweiker, worked as Miss Romper Room under Walter Annenberg for over 7 years, and they met each other socially all the time. That's how you get to see it. Now, with respect to Comcast, for instance, let's look at Jerry Lenfest, the Lenfest Foundation.
Sure.
They're a multi-billion-dollar enterprise here in southeastern Pennsylvania. And again, if you look at Abington, Pennsylvania, their hospital there, they have the Lenfest Pavilion. Okay. Now look at Jerry Lenfest. He basically became a billionaire by selling off his cable company to none other than Comcast. And he also owns the Philadelphia Inquirer, the major city newspaper. And he's written about himself. I should put it up on No Place for Corruption. But he says, I started out as owning 17 magazine, working directly for Walter Annenberg, that gangster whose father was one of the founders of the National Crime Syndicate. And then we look at the demise of Lou Katz, okay, one of the executives of Comcast, after Jerry Lenfest and Lou Katz were in litigation for owning the Walter Annenberg, the Philadelphia Inquirer building set up by Moses and Walter Annenberg running the Philadelphia Inquirer. So after the lawsuit, the other side run by the Bucks County Republican Party, who was George Norcross, and Patrick Dion, who is the chairman of the Board of SEPTA, the transportation system for Pennsylvania, southeastern Pennsylvania, they lost. They wanted to, and, you know, as a result, literally a week later, Lou Katz takes a plane trip for business up to Boston, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. On the way back, his plane blows up on takeoff. Okay, what a coincidence. I would say it was a true nasty mob war. Right.
Exactly. Right. All right, good. Good place to pause, and we will come back with much more. You're welcome to participate, ladies and gentlemen. Rick Adams, Uncensored, and our chat room as well. Right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
Yes, we are on. And also activity on the chat room, by the way, if you don't know. Deadly Experiment, one word, dot. Chatango.com. You go to Chatango, Chatango.com, and you've got Deadly Experiment at Chatango.com. There's a lot of commentary, a lot of posts as well on our program and on our guest and RBN. All right. So if you'd like to call in, by the way, and give your views on what's been taking place in the media landscape and in the real world this week, we will be happy to take your call at 800-313-9443. And Frank has been waiting a little bit. Frank from North Carolina, hello, welcome. Yes, Frank, are you there? We'll bring him up. You get him up, Sam?
Hey, can you? Yeah,
yes, I'm here. Sure, okay. Go ahead.
Hey, Rick, Art. Hey, it's good, you guys are on fire today. Hey, you know, it may just be a coincidence, C-O-H-E-N-C-I-D-E-N-C-E, a coincidence, but I tell you, it seems like, you know, even now they're still ramping it up. They seem to be coming up with a lot of new jiu-jitsu moves against us.
Yes,
calisthenics, yes. Mike Cohen, the attorney for Mr. Trump, one of the many attorneys. I know who you're referring
to. On a serious note, I think we should have a little fun and use those quite a bit. I like the fact that you're using the Cohen incidents. And I like the jujitsu, too. I heard David Duke using that one several weeks ago, and I try and use it whenever I can. Anyway, hey, listen, on a serious note, though, I was wondering, you guys are kind of right there in that territory. Are you, is there any way Art could sort of touch on the connection between the OSS and the OSS that became the CIA and Jewish organized Jewry? And I'll take the answer off the air.
All right. Thank you, Frank. Good to hear you. Go ahead, Art.
Well, I wrote it up in NoPlaceForCorruption.com in the document section. The connection is with the sinking of the USS Normandy, or the French ship Normandy. I think it was going to call the USS Lafayette in New York Harbor within a month or two after Pearl Harbor. And they identified the OSS, the Office of Naval Intelligence, and the Office of Strategic Services, working with Colonel Haffenden of the Navy, investigated. They found out that it was Albert Anastasia who sunk the ship, who was directly tied to Lucky Luciano, so they worked up with Luciano. But who did they work with? They worked with Moses Polakoff, okay, who was the lawyer negotiating between Luciano and another, and basically the Navy through the OSS and the ONI. And who was Moses Polakoff also working for? Meyer Lansky, all right? So at that point, the Brooklyn Navy Yard, who was started to get all the contracts for the mob, it was the Cosa Nostra, all right?
Yeah.
That's where the connection came. So the Brooklyn Navy Yard shut down at the end of World War II and moved down to Pennsylvania, what they called the Warminster Naval Air Development Center, okay? Mm-hmm. And the Cosa Nostra moved down with them. That's how it came about to be in my area. You know, it was there all along. It was there from Moses Annenberg covering for Capone right after the St. Valentine's Massacre. He, within 2 weeks of the St. Valentine's Massacre, he goes to the National Crime Syndicate meeting in Atlantic City. 1 week later, he goes to Philadelphia and goes to jail for a year on a trumped-up gun charge. Take the heat off.
Trumped up?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Didn't Mr. Trump have something to do with Resorts International and the Meyer Lansky Crime Syndicate, too, at some point?
Yes. Well,
wow.
What happened is Meyer Lansky in Cuba had the Riviera Hotel. And when Castro came in, he lost the Riviera Hotel. So he was, through the Clarion Fund, he invested in Atlantic City and set up the first company there, first casino there called Resorts International. Speaking, by the way, New Jersey Governor Brendan Byrne was the one who spoke out against this. And he says, organized crime. You're not welcome here. Stay the hell out of Atlantic City. And here there's Meyer Lansky owns the first casino, Resorts International. Mm-hmm. So when Lansky passes on, who's he sell the Resorts International to? He sells it directly to Donald Trump.
No. Donald Trump really was a poor guy from nowhere, right? He just happened to be able to get a few business ideas together and hire a few Syrians or Lebanese or what have you, and maybe start investing in things like this with some of their money? Is that how it happened?
I think, actually, his father, he inherited over 14,000 apartments rented out from his father up in New York.
Oh, yeah. Big time in New York.
Right.
Big time. The whole family was involved with these Cosa Nostra interests in New York for many, many years. And, you know, you don't do business with them. And then, you know what they say about lying down with dogs? You come up with fleas? Well, that certainly fits this case as well.
Right. The problem is Hillary was so bad it makes Clinton makes Trump look good.
Sure. ABC, you remember that one? Anybody but Jimmy Carter. And so they were looking at Kennedy, of all people, Ted Kennedy in the primaries in 1976, and they said, well, anybody but Carter. So who did we wind up with? You know, I mean, let's face it, there is no choice. You know, you wind up with Ronald Reagan and George Bush, and we know George Bush didn't just happen to find his way on that ticket. I mean, it's just incredible because he was really running it. He was running the show for Reagan, who was asleep for 8 years, essentially. But during the previous 12 years, same thing. We were so sick of Jimmy Carter that we would take any old port in a storm. And we got Reagan and Bush in 1980. And we couldn't afford to have, you know, those high interest rates that Jimmy Carter caused. No, Jimmy Carter didn't have anything to do with the banking system. The same people who controlled it then controlled it in 1921, and they control it now. And believe me, presidents have nothing to do with the economy. They're just mouthpieces and footstools, hence the Schwartzmans and the Cohns and the Cohens and the Rosenbergs and all of these people who control both sides of the aisle. So isn't that basically fundamental logic? I mean, we know the names, we know the lineage, but what's the problem here?
So when you mentioned Cohen, somehow I think of Mickey Cohen out of the L.A. Cosa Nostra, okay?
Yes.
Who worked very closely with Bugsy Siegel. And Mickey Cohen bragged that he had the Attorney General for L.A. on the take. I think we know his son. I think his name is called Governor Moonbeam Jerry Brown.
I think that name's Fruit Fly. Yeah, that sounds familiar. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Fruit Fly Governor, yeah. Right. Twice Governor of California.
Yeah, I call him the Mickey Cohen Governor.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Well, you know, they don't look. You know, I was in a restaurant the other day, and I could talk about this for another hour after this hour, but we don't have it. And they get into a discussion. You know, I walk in, and the guy always says, "Hey, Donald, how are you?" And I say, "Hey, Adolf, how are you?" You know, we have a little fun. But one of the restaurants there, you know, one of the restaurant workers, the waitresses, they're saying, "Well, Donald Trump, you know, let's face it, you don't just become president. You know, you get to be president of the United States because you get pushed into the position. You get supported from the process that is, you know, basically state by state, but essentially it isn't. It has to do with who has the money, who has the power, who has the influence. No poor man," she said, "could possibly run and become president." And we know that's been the case for a long time. So the point well taken is no matter who he thinks he is or what he thinks he is, Mr. Trump has a dossier on him. And forget about this fusion GPS and all of that, and talk about Christopher Steele in Britain and what's going on this week in Congress on that front. Forget about it. Because the fact of the matter is, the only country I know of, the only land that I know, the only city I know, that has the ability to have everything coordinated digitally and through control by spying and eavesdropping and surveillance on every sector of America, and they have a dossier on every politician, is the state of Israel. That is the only one that we know of in Bible prophecy that tells us this is the city of Babylon and confusion is Babylon. Now, they are in that position. I mean, that's the Cosa Nostra art, isn't it?
Well, I think that's actually Facebook. If you remember when Trump was running to become president, he had to go to Las Vegas and get the approval of Sheldon Adelson, who runs the AIPAC. Okay? And he also is the power broker for Netanyahu. What a coincidence.
Yeah.
Right. And here it is. Years ago, I was pointing out who the real power broker was of 9/11, and I said it was Sheldon Adelson. Okay? And now here it is. Sheldon Adelson's Trump has to get his approval to become president of the United States. Do you think that's a coincidence?
It might be. I mean, anything is possible this day in this world of logic that we have, you know? I mean, what is it? Aesop's Fables, you know?
Yeah.
And Orwellian doublespeak, you know? I mean, up is down, in is out. Let's take a call from Jim in Illinois right now. Hello, Jim.
Hello.
Yes, you're on.
Greetings, guys. I'm going to make my statements quick and keep it general. Well, the evidence, both empirical and anecdotal, is compelling and should bear an indictment for those who have died and those who are presently within our administrative state. They have been captured by corruption. This corruption, this capture through corruption, has existed for, decades. over 100 years, whatever, longer. And the administrative state is supposed to function with two things only, and that's to protect life and liberty. The administrative state, of course, was created by man and is below man. there's been a role reversal. The founders, I believe, understood history quite well, and the administrative state, and thus is why they wrote the Constitution and included the First Amendment that we, with the 10 articles that we call the Bill of Rights. It was going to engender basically a perpetual state of war with man and the administrative state. The administrative state, as you were referring to earlier, could be a communist one, whatever. But whatever flavor it is, it always wants to take man's property. And until man figures out what his property is, and that is his life, himself, his individual, we are going to be chasing our tails, you know. And with that, I think I would yield and have a good day, gentlemen.
All right, thank you. All right, that's a grist for the mill. Art, any comment?
Well, I think it's well said, but I think we really got to take it down to concrete examples of how we're actually going to fight this administrative state.
Well, you know what? You know, all things come down to money, right? Essentially, everything comes down to money.
Right.
He who controls the money controls the nation. So why are we even talking about taxes and cutting taxes when we all know that taxes cannot be cut by the federal government because the federal government is in bondage to the bankster gangster? That is, we have an illegal money supply, a monetary system that is totally and completely bought and paid for, pardon the pun, by the synagogue of Satanists. They draw the interest off of our debt. So we are no longer a liquid nation. We haven't been one, really, totally for 100 and something years. We are a debtor nation, and we are indebted to them, the bankster, gangster, criminal, peanut. So until we understand that, there's no sense talking about tax cuts. Every state in the union, my state included, you know what they're talking about now? Another $500 million to borrow from the banks, from the bondholders, for building new school buildings because the kids deserve a better chance. They deserve a learning environment. What does that have to do with learning? What does that have to do with what's going on in the mind? They don't dare talk about that, do they?
No, and now that you mentioned bonds, who's the company that's getting all the bonds for most of the schools? And it's the library guys. It's other than J.P. Morgan, okay? The Rothschilds. So how did they do that? They underbid everybody else on the interest rates, okay?
Wow.
And when they were investigated by Congress, we saw what happened up there, up in Connecticut with the shootout and the kids there. And we also saw what happened in Colorado. And both of the parents of those kids were under investigation for the LIBOR fraud, okay? So the first thing they asked is, who's getting these bonds? Okay, is it some local company you're investing in, or is it J.P. Morgan and the Rothschilds that you're indebting everybody's property in your community to?
Well, that's exactly my point. He who controls the money controls the nation. So right down to your local city level, you can't afford your taxes. Your home is now up for sale, or the mortgage has just, collapsed. You can't pay it. The bank repossesses it, and meanwhile, they're asking for $500 million just locally for the schools. Well, I'd like to be able to do that, as an average person, fix my home, build a new one, but we can't do it because the state comes first. And the state, that is government, comes first, except for those who are above the government who keep the states and the citizens, the private sector, in perpetual debt. Again, it comes back to the banks, doesn't it?
Right, it does. Right.
So we have a call on the line from Bill. I think we got a break, though, first. Do we have a break, Sam? And then we'll... All right. Well, why don't we do this? Hold Bill over for the next portion, the final portion of today's program. Bill, you'll be up then, so hang on. Art, Rick Adams are here today. Great show. And again, Art's website is noplaceforcorruption.com. So we'll return. Rick Adams Uncensored, rick458@cox.net, and our channel, The Deadly Experiment on YouTube. We will return in just about 3 minutes, so you stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
All right, we're back, folks. Not much time, so let me see if I can squeeze in a couple of phone calls here. And we have Bill in Wisconsin. Bill, come on up.
Yeah, good to hear you guys. You got a good show today, Rick.
Where have you been? We haven't heard from you in a long time.
Well, I've been fighting the good fight here on a local level. But I would just like to bring up, you know, I'm obviously, I guess, come to the realization that Trump is part of the problem. However, like Art, I think, you know, there was just no way in the world that I wanted to see Hillary get in there under any circumstances. Mm-hmm. Now, I get a financial precious metals newsletter, and I think it might be of interest to all the listeners that Jamie Dimon of J.P. Morgan has been shorting the silver market for quite some time, which is holding the price down, and at the same time, he's buying physically all the silver he can get his hands on. And I think the last newsletter indicated that he has somewhere between 650 and 670 million ounces of physical silver, and that also Goldman Sachs has started to buy it up, which means, you know, Trump's taken all this credit for the great turnaround on the economy, and it's simply a pump and dump. At some point here, you know, they are going to just bring on, in my opinion, a depression, and once again, these banksters will reap huge profits on, in this case, silver, but I imagine they have some gold as well.
Yes, okay. All right, any comment, Art?
I would agree with them. They've done pump and dump all over. And I would say when they actually really do it, you're going to see the real estate crash again, and we should see a reincarnation of the Blackstone Group once it starts to come back, and they do quantitative easing. So why would they not do it all over again?
All right, let me see. Thank you, Bill. I have to run. Let me see if we can squeeze Lark in for 30 seconds, he says. Bring up Lark. Hello, Lark.
Just a quick quote, gentlemen.
Yes.
The nation state has given way to the market state, which in turn has given rise to the city state. We have to define our terms. And the operative word today is this word techno-slavery, or what we have to define our terms once again. A technology is but a tool, like language, money, and the tools, the toys, manual and automatic, electrified and or otherwise. And so these are technologies. And a slave is simply a man who, under the law, is unable to own property. And I think we've actually seen this in our time. We have technological enslavement. Thanks,
good
guys.
Point. Excellent. Thank you, Lark, for calling in again. Good to hear your voice. And, well, Art, I thought it was a very great show again today. Thank you for your wonderful contributions. Take care. God bless. Hopefully talk next week.
All right. Good bless.
All right, buddy. Thank you. And thank you all out there, ladies and gentlemen. Most of all, thank God for this opportunity. Most of all, He is the worthy one. Amen, and goodbye, and Yahweh bless His elect. All right.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the